2014 training camp. Obviously, I know I'm excited. Everybody's been buzzing around here all week and really coming off the offseason program. You know, it was an excellent vibe when our players and coaches left the building. So it's great to be back. I hope everybody had a great summer. It's nice to see everyone. And with that, let's get started.
Mike, you said the other day at your street naming ceremony, you called this a unique team. Can you kind of explain what you mean by that?
Well, every football team's unique, especially this period of time in the season. I mean, this is the time where we have 89 men on our roster, and really the battles, the competition, the look for the right fit starts. I mean, if you look at the dynamics of how we've built each and every football team, we don't really go into the season looking for, you know, the exact number of any position. So I'm looking for a lot of competition, the depth, you know, how we felt coming out of the offseason is giving us the chance as a coaching staff to really mold and galvanize a football team. But it's a process. This is our most important time of year, because this is where you have to get the information, you have to grow, and we got to find out about a number of the new players, because this will be the first time we get live action and pads and so forth. So it's an exciting time.
Mike, do you have feel for where Clay is and when he'll start practicing right away?
I haven't seen Clay personally yet. You know, our schedule for today was, you know, players went through physicals this morning. I know some guys were around last night just to say hello. We have conditioning tests going on right now. And actually, our staff meeting's at 4:30. So that's where all the information will be compiled and presented.
Mike, are there any guys that you know even before you get through all the physicals that you just aren't going to have, that aren't going to be ready?
I'd like to find out exactly where they are, but I haven't really checked in with those guys.
Mike, are there any primary issues that you focus on at the start of camp, or any things that you hit on right off the bat?
Well, definitely. You know, when you walk away from the off-season program, I know my thought as I look at the big picture, I feel that our roster of men, they're ready structurally and schematically. And that's really what you're able to teach in the landscape of this program that we're in the off season. So with that, you bring that into camp, and now, you know, it's a whole different landscape, whole different environment. So I have a couple points of emphasis I'll hit with the team, you know, tonight at 5:30, and we'll take it from there.
How much time do you spend working on that address to your guys for tonight, and how important is it in your mind just to set the tone and kind of give them your message?
Well, I think it's very important. I think it's very important to have a clear vision, a distinct, tight vision of exactly the things we need to push the envelope on. So, you know, we really like our roster, so I think it's a group that we can do some special things. So probably spend too much time on it, frankly. It's, you know, when you have this much time to give a talk, you know, my history has been to I have to cut it. I probably cut 60% of the stuff I had. So it's, you know, you just got to tighten it down and get it where you want it. Video's always a little better because Chris has more time to work on it. So the video will be awesome, and I hope the guy can deliver the talk and deliver. So that's where we are.
Mike, in previous training camp schedules, you've listed whether it's going to be pads or not pads, and this time it was left blank. Is that, are you just not saying, or is it?
Really just, you know, going through postseason evaluations and notes. The way we do it is really we have a kind of a overview after each practice. You know, there's notes that are done from last year. That when we start working on training camp in the spring, once that's released, that you look at the things that were different, and frankly, talking to the training staff, the strength and conditioning, and just how you progress. We're going to a different schedule in the second half of our camp. We're going to be working on a new in-season schedule that we've made some adjustments to the to the Thursday, and or excuse me, the Friday, Saturday in a normal in-season week. So it's just really, I mean, your goals are being pads every day. So, I mean, that's the thought. But really how the team moves through camp and, you know, because, hey, I'm not, like, being looking back on our last two camps, you know, the things that are going on, the stress points in camps, that where injuries occur, we really haven't started the way we wanted to the last two years. So I think we have to be extremely conscious of that. And, this is the game of football. You know, the ability to train your team, you need to change, adjust, or emphasize each and every year, and that's really just part of that evaluation.
So, Mike, in those before the Tennessee game and before the St. Louis game, you've got no practice and then no public practice. Is that mimicking what you're thinking for?
Correct. It's just really giving the team a chance to go down and do that particular practice the first time, you know, and get it right. We're going to have some, you know, anytime you make change. Obviously, you have veteran players that are accustomed to things. That, you know, this is the first time this schedule's changing, you know, in 9 years. Because our in-season schedule is, when I came here, I thought was unique and has been very effective for us. And this is something we've really been looking at here this is the third year we talked about it. And I decided in the spring to take the leap. So that's, we really just want to get that right and get our guys ready.
And I understand you don't want to talk too much about GPS and the technology part, but I feel like up until now you've always said you wanted to have them off their feet for 48 hours before you played the game, so that you had.
It's a philosophical change,
right?
Correct. Yep. GPS is something that, you know, we've had in the building for I think 3 years now. So, that's, to me, that's all part of the data, the information, the input from, you know, Mark Lovott and then Pepper Burris. And we have a young man coming aboard that we'll announce here in probably another day or so. That'll impact our team. So, you know, we're continuing to just try to get better. So,
Coach, can you kind of talk about the dynamic of the defense with adding Julius and Clinton Dix in the draft, and then hopefully maybe a healthy Clay? Can you talk about the dynamic of the defense this year?
Well, you know, we talked about this a lot in the spring, and nothing's really changed. You know, I think it was important for us to you know, take a hard look at, by position, you know, by player. Do we have enough personnel groups? Do we have enough variation? It's just like anything. You can't, in my opinion, you can't be multiple personnel and multiple scheme. You're always trying to find that balance there. So, and, you know, Clay and Peppers, and I thought Ha-Ha come in, and you could tell right away that he belongs. So I was impressed with his work in the spring. It's just finding as many different ways of utilizing your players, because at the end of the day, it comes down to fundamentals. I mean, the scheme stuff's great. Multiple personnel groups is great, but it's still, football will never change. It comes down to the fundamentals.
Mike, when you talk about stress points during the training camp, et cetera, when do you know what you have with the team? Do you ever really know what you have?
Yeah, there's a point. Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, there's always a point, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm nervous about it. We got 21 practices, so I mean, that's, you know, I spent a lot of time up in the staff room here the last couple of weeks, and you know, you look at the numbers from when we started here, you know, 35, you know, to 29, you know, now I'm down to 21. So there's always been a point where you can see the footwork, you know, the fits, the pad level, you know, the tempo of the team drills, and so. There's always been a point where you feel like you're getting going. The preseason games, gosh, have really, it seems like the last 3 years have been a challenge, because we really leaned towards personnel evaluation, you know, as opposed to, you know, trying to go win the game or be more productive in games, you know, because, you know, you could, I mean, we're, I mean, you try to win every game, don't get me wrong, but it's just, you know, you're trying to roll as many different players in there as possible. So the continuity is not quite as good as you probably we had in the earlier years. So, you know, those are the types of things you look at. But there's always points in training camp that and it usually comes after that second week. Once they've been stressed a little bit and you get up there around that, you know, the family night time frame is, you know, I think you usually have a pretty good indication. And you, like every level of football, until the new players get out there and play under the lights in Tennessee, you really don't ever know. You won't know till then.
Mike, you've gone with two quarterbacks on your active roster for a while now. With this group here, what would it take to get that third guy? Is there a scenario where the third guy would be on your roster?
Well, I mean, the opportunity for three quarterbacks really, you know, comes down to how the third potential quarterback performs and what goes on with the rest of your football team. You know, we've never gone in and say we only need to take two quarterbacks because we've been so blessed here the last 20, I don't know how many years, and that's since 1992 to have, you know, great quarterback play and start week in and week out. So, and we all understand what happened last year, and you could overreact to that. There was last year in my year in San Francisco from just a pure quarterback coaching standpoint was one of the two toughest experiences that I've been a part of when you play four quarterbacks in 1 year. So you learn from that. What can you do better? We're better already because we've had Matt and Scott, you know, here from day one. And so we'll see what happens. I said in the spring, I'm not opposed to, I know Ted's not opposed to keeping three quarterbacks, but it really depends on the competition in the other positions.
Mike, the way you established the running game consistently last year, are you excited about the possibilities of this offense, where it can go from here now that is a consistent factor?
Absolutely. I mean, it's anytime you can lean one way or the other and be productive when you have to, because it's just like anything, you know, running a football is important, but running the football when you have to is of most importance, and that's the way, you know, I've always viewed it. So the direction we've gone with our offense and having Aaron back there obviously makes your run game better just from him being under center. Eddie Lacy obviously had a great rookie season, but, you know, James Starks had his best year too, so I'm excited to see what Dwan Harris is going to give us. So I really like the depth at the whole running back position. You know, we've got some young guys that are going to be competing for a spot, and, you know, I'm really looking forward to see what they do on special teams. But, you know, this offensive line, in my opinion, in my time here, has a chance to be the best offensive line that we've had. So I'm excited about that group.
Mike, do you have a date or a deadline where either medically or contractually JerMichael's just not going to be a viable option?
No, I mean, not that I'm aware of. I haven't seen Pat, Dr. McKenzie, in quite some time. I'm not even sure when the last time him and JerMichael talked or visit. So we're still open to that, and, you know, watching that. JerMichael Finley's a Green Bay Packer, in my opinion, and obviously he's going through a medical situation, and, you know, first and foremost, you just want him to get healthy.
Yeah. Players. You know, you ran Michael with the ones all offseason, you ran Treader with the ones. Is it hard to make a change when you invest that many first string snaps with those guys, or do you have enough time to do that?
Well, anytime I don't care what business you're in, anytime you're in, the area of projection, I mean, you're hoping you're right. So, and that's the spring reps are, you know, to me, I've never come out of spring and said, okay, you know, because we obviously track all the reps and so forth and declared anything. So performance. And when Ted sits down with our staff, or, you know, I sit down with Ted and his staff, it's at the end of the day, it's about performance. And how does that player fit our football team?
What is it that you like about the offensive line?
Well, I like our experience level. You know, I think our core, you know, with the two guards, and I know JC, this will be his first time, and, you know, Lindsley's, I was very impressed with him in the spring. I can't wait to see him in pads. So Garf's done some good things. So the core and our mode of operation in line with their ability and their production as players, I think has a chance to be really good. And, you know, we got a very healthy situation at the tackle spot. So, you know, David's bigger, he's stronger, you know, he was able to play every game last year. That's an incredible value to have as a young player. So he'll be better. You know, it's great to have Brian back. Derek Sherrard looks good, and we're excited to get him through a full training camp. You know, Don Barclay, can't say enough about him. And, you know, we got a bunch of young guys that are going to battle. So this is, you know, I, I don't do comparables, but I think you have to feel good about the depth that we have in the O-line compared to prior years.
You see value in a player coming in with a chip on their shoulder, whether it be a contract year or a guy that's been called old and kind of washed up, and coming in, and do you have a value of that on a player kind of getting the most out of them?
Well, I don't know if I put a value on it. To me, it's this game is so much about confidence and motivation is obviously part of that. So whether you have individual motivation and what gets you going, or the ability to be motivated as a group. So if people are motivated, if that individual's motivated by a negative reinforcement, to me, having a chip on your shoulder is, you know, I wouldn't look at it that way, because I never really cared what people thought of me. This is me personally. So, but negative reinforcement is it's a powerful energy source, but it's a short-term energy source in my experience. So,
Mike, how do you feel about what you've got at tight end right now?
I like our tight ends. I think that's a group we really got to get a lot of pad work. So, I mean, if you wanted to say, okay, what group progressed, or you went, okay, wow. In spring, and that's such a tough group because they're asked to do so much, from the backfield at the line of scrimmage. They're displaced, they're moving. I mean, they have running back, same assignments as a running back. They also have their tight end responsibilities and carry some wide receiver responsibilities. But the padded work is where it'll define itself. But that's a very healthy group, and they're young.
Mike, with the changes you've made to the offseason program to this point, how did you feel you guys came out of that, and where do you think this team is at going into that?
Well, if I was going to grade myself as far as hitting targets in the off-season program, since the new CBA, I think this is the first year that I feel like I got it right. There's been years prior that I didn't really quite feel like we were, as far as the way you practice and what you can get done and the reality of what you should be doing versus how you do it. And I think it's like anything, and I give our veteran players a lot of credit, and just as the communication and making sure we're getting the things that we need so we can evaluate and continue to grow and advance our football team. So I think our veteran players did a great job of really getting the practice part right, because the classroom part's always been excellent, in my opinion, of our approach and what we get done during that time frame. So, but I felt like this year that the practice part was what it needed to be.
Yesterday, Mark Murphy talked about, in his time as a player, how many snaps a veteran player got in a preseason game, how much that's changed because those snaps are so precious for your evaluation. So could you talk about the balance between these preseason games for your evaluation versus getting your first team ready and sync?
It's a challenge, no doubt about it. And to me, I think the challenge is everybody wants to talk about starters, and as we know, you don't line up and play with 11 guys all year. Some teams may, and if they're playing with the same 11 guys on offense and defense, they're probably pretty damn good. So you don't really live in that world. So if you're playing on offense and you got 14, 15 guys, 16 guys, are working together, and it's really that group that you're trying to work in with them. To me, that's the real challenge, because then the people that are working together in practice, you try to balance that out the best you can, and then because who knows what's going to happen in the game. I mean, every game you ever compete in, regular season, preseason, the path is always, that's why you play the game. It's different. So you project your reps, you project how you're trying to play guys and so forth. It doesn't always quite work out that way. So it's a challenge to get your regular start, but that's a priority. But, man, it's a really challenge getting the whole team evaluated.
Two more, please.
Mike, were you suggesting, or I'm not sure if I got it right, but towards the end of camp, do you want to focus more on getting ready for the start of the season and less on the actual personnel evaluation? Do you want to have your personnel evaluation pretty complete by the third or game? Or?
I don't think you can ever jeopardize your personnel evaluation, because you have a block of time to make those decisions, and you don't ever get that back. Because if you look at history, players that are released here, you know, they have usually have maybe an opportunity somewhere else. So I think you have to max out that effort. That Kansas City game's a critical game for our younger players. I mean, I can't tell you how many times you go into the last game of the year and it changes. You know, it's, you know, you think one thing about another guy, and you know, and it's really his first chance to maybe go play 50 plays or 40 plays, and he's able to swing the pendulum in his favor. So the Kansas City game is the fourth game is very important for your young players. You know, obviously we're 1 or 2 days short in training camp work because of us, you know, starting on a Saturday night week one preseason game and, you know, playing the early game Thursday up here in Seattle. So, I mean, I'm obviously conscious of that, and that's part of the way, you know, our planning is going too. So, but as far as our approach evaluating the team hasn't changed. We got to make sure we get as much information as we can about these 89 players.
As far as, like, hitting, tackling, contact in practice, how do you balance needing to condition guys for week one and needing to stay healthy in August?
Well, you know, I give our strength and conditioning staff a ton of credit. I think Mark Labatt is unique, and he's, you know, always on the front edge of what's out there. But I take a lot of pride in the fact that, you know, we've never run a gasser here. You know, we don't have to do conditioning after practice. And I've always have been a belief in it. It's really, you know, you learn that from the quarterback because it's the total opposite. Because the quarterback doesn't get the running and so forth in practice that the rest of the players do. So, you know, you do need to condition them afterwards. But if you practice your team the right way, the conditioning is part of the practice structure. That's always been my philosophy. It's worked. I think our reputation of how fast we play, the ability to get in and out of the huddle and so forth, it's looked the way it needs to look the, you know, last 8 years, and, you know, obviously it'll be a goal again this year.
Do you plan on tackling at all?
I mean, we have tack, excuse me, in the games?
Yeah,
hell, we better tackle in the games. But, no, our tackling drills, we've adjusted what will look different to you is the timing of different periods when they happen compared to prior years. But, you know, tackling drills, you know, I think the total misconception, I think, from, you know, the way you look at it compared to the way I look at it is, you know, the errors in tackling is not really the contact and the ability to finish and go to the ground. I mean, that's an important part of it. You know, the most important part, which whether it's tackling, blocking, catching a football, you know, all your basic fundamental is your footwork. You know, and that's the thing that we've always worked on, stressing, you know, having the offensive player stress the defender and make him, you know, break down with the proper Z's in his knees and get yourself in position. Because at the end of the day, you know, these guys are here for a reason. And the ability to continue to work and get that footwork right, that's where the tackling improves.
Mike, you're going into year nine personally. Mark was in here yesterday. He talked about your reaction to the street naming thing. You're talking about philosophical changes. You told us in Florida about how you feel like you're at halftime of your coaching career here. Just how do you feel as you're going into this year? A lot of guys at your point would feel like they've got it all figured out, and yet you're standing up there talking about how you're evaluating different things. Just on a personal level, where do you feel like you're at as a coach and with this club?
Well, I mean, I feel like I can improve, and I think when you stop feeling that way, then, you know, I think you're lying to yourself. So, you know, on the halftime thing, I have no idea. I mean, you know, who knows? But I love what I'm doing. I love where I work, and I even love more of the people I work with. So, but we all understand what this business is about. It's about winning, and that's what I'm focused on. So, had a great summer. A little too much sun, but I feel I'm ready to go.